Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your zip code to locate your account? Thank you for calling.
64421. 64429. What company are you from?
This is a third-party call center. We service over 400 different companies.
You service over 400 companies?
Over 400 different companies.
Okay, what is Ultimate Lawn and Garden?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, a company called Ultimate Lawn and Garden. What is that?
I don't know, sir. You said that zip code was 64429?
No, 60429. 60429.
First and last name on the account?
Jean, J-E-A-N.
Is that the first name?
My first name is Elma, E-L-M-A.
And what was the last name?
Jean, J-E-A-N.
Okay, and for security of the account, can you verify your shipping address?
17613 Stonebridge Drive, Hazel Crest, Illinois, 60429.
Okay, one moment. Okay, I've located your account for the entry.
Hello?
For the... Hello?
Yes?
Yes, I've located your account for the sweepstakes entry for the Win the Toolbox.
What is it?
It's the sweepstake entry to Win the Toolbox. You and for the shopping store, and you receive a $125 voucher monthly for the discounted shopping store. Looks like it was ordered on June 4th.
Okay, the sweepstake entry for the toolbox?
Correct.
Okay, but I thought that was not coming up. I mean, where am I supposed to get the toolbox?
Well, if you win the sweepstakes, sir, they'll send you an email for the toolbox.
And then it's going to be delivered at my house?
Correct.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to know because I didn't remember doing any purchase today, but apparently it's today they bill it. I mean, they bill my account $56.95. I didn't think there was a billing. They billed me first $7.95. Now they billed me another $56.95. Why? It was supposed to be free.
Well, you do have to pay for the entry for the sweepstakes, and then you do have to pay for the monthly voucher if you want to receive the voucher each month for the...
Wait a minute. The entry voucher? What voucher?
It's a $125 voucher for the monthly discounted shopping store.
I didn't ask for that.
You automatically got it when you enter the sweepstakes to win the toolbox.
Uh-oh. This is the tricky thing. They didn't say there was supposed to be any voucher. I'm not planning to go shopping because I remember it says, does it say Home Depot or it say Maynard? Which one does it say? Home Depot? Where are the toolboxes coming from?
The toolbox is, I'm not sure where the toolbox is coming from, sir. It just shows toolbox, but we're not affiliated with Home Depot.
Is it Maynard?
I'm sorry?
Is it Maynard?
What is that?
Is a company called Maynard?
No, sir. This is a third-party call center. We service over 400 different companies.
Well, I think I'm going to ask my bank to remove this because this seems like a fraud to me. Because when they said to enter the survey or whatever and you win this, there was no question of money or things like that. So I call my bank tomorrow. We have them return this thing to the company and clear up my account. And no, I don't agree on that. This is fraud to me. Yeah, because there was no such thing. That's why I'm asking what is Ultimate Lawn Garden, what is Ultimate, you know, I don't even know what this is. And they went to my account.
Well,
twice.
I can go ahead and get the account canceled. This will stop all future charges. And as a courtesy, I can issue a 35% refund on the charge. That refund will be credited back to your card within about 3 to 5 business days. You'll also get an email confirming. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Okay. Click close this thing. I don't want
it's
any more money.
It's already been canceled.
Okay. I don't want any more money taking
it's
up from my
already
account.
Been canceled.
And I want all that money. Okay, and I want all that thing to go back on my account.
35% of that charge will go.
It's not 30%. It's not anything. It's the whole thing should be going back. And okay. Anyway, I'm going to call my bank. I'm going to tell my bank to tell them it's fraud. So eventually,
okay.
If you don't put all my money back, they will get to the company, and the companies eventually will be catching up, and they will get them in trouble because they can't be going to senior people and trying to teach them like this, saying do a survey, you want something, you answer the question, and before you know, they are taking your money like that from the bank. I am a senior citizen. I don't even get enough money. This money is to my food for a whole month. That makes no sense for people to try to rob and cheat people like this. All right, I know you're working for some company, but it's not you. It's not like I don't mean to say anything wrong to you, but whoever people who are trying to set up this company is fraudulent. They are just trying to defraud people. That's what it is, and it's really ridiculous. It's nonsense for people trying to cheat other people like that. No. It's not right. And it's not going to do them any good anyway. They are trying to get money here, few dollars here, and get so much money, and millionaire is not going to get them their help. They are going to hell because that's ridiculous. You don't do that to people. All right. Thank you, dear. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.